Those raising money for a new creativity center in Bloomington's Cultural District have big plans. New music rooms, studios, rehearsal space, and a black box theater. But before any of that can happen, they need an updated roof and HVAC system. That's the first of three phases of Creativity Center renovations, and the work is finally about to begin. Ryan Denham speaks with Creativity Center Development Manager Kara Peterson for a status check on their $5 million campaign.
And the Creativity Center is just across the street north of the BCPA where you park for the shows. You probably don't notice it, but that parking lot is actually the parking lot where the Creativity Center is. So that is the building. The City of Bloomington purchased it in conjunction with the BCPA. What is now the BCPA, before it was not that, in hopes of having a performing arts center as well as this creativity center. And this creativity center was going to become kind of the arts educational arm of the BCPA. And that got put on hold. The BCPA was finished. The renovations were finished, but the creativity center never was. And the vision for that was to create this place, this building with all of these different art spaces that the community can use and utilize, as well as provide programming, so classes, art therapy, dance classes, workshops, events, festivals, all kinds of fun stuff. So that's kind of what the Creativity Center, where it was born, really.
This is a project that has been on the radar for some time. I know $1 million for it was raised back in 2005, but then efforts kind of stalled out a little bit as the city's finances and economy deteriorated a little bit. Then earlier this year, a $5 million capital campaign was announced to finish the Creativity Center. So where do things currently stand with fundraising efforts there?
Yeah, so you're right. So in April, we kicked off the campaign. We are $1 million out of the $5 million goal. And as of right now, so what is that, 10 months later, we have raised about $150,000. We are so, so excited that we have the support of the community really backing us. And this money is all privately funded. I mean, it's from the community. And that is what excites us most. We are right now looking at a couple big grants that might come through this next year, which will get us a majority of the way. So we really are excited about what this next year, 2020, holds for us financially in our progress.
So earlier this year in an interview with WGLT, I believe it was you or one of your colleagues said that the money on hand at that point was going to be used for some repairs to the roof of the Creativity Center and the HVAC system there. Did those updates end up happening?
So that, excitingly enough, was just passed by City Council to use those funds last meeting. We will start renovations within the next month. So this is huge news for us. I think, 13 years in the making. So really, it's kind of perfect timing to be here right now telling you, because we're starting renovations probably in January, weather permitting. So that's phase one of the capital campaign. We're doing it in three phases. And the first one is going to cost us probably around $1 million. Exciting, the bid came in a lot lower than we expected. So we will have the remaining funds used to go towards phase two. Once phase one is finished, phase two includes all of the fun stuff I like to say, which is the interior. So the black box theater, the art studio, the dance studio, the recording, animation studio, gallery space. It's really the heart and soul of the building is in phase two.
That's Creativity Center Development Manager Kara Peterson speaking with WGLT's Ryan Denham. Learn more about the Creativity Center project at artsblooming.org.